9th of September, at lunch in a restaurant, with Beverly, Nina, Knowing, Tom, Betty and Sir Ken.
Results are soon.
Yes, very much so.
The thing about just the sudden results,
yes,
how they can have better and better development for their own self.
I think people feel that this is the answer for happiness.
Yeah.
They want happiness.
Only that, no more.
They think that this is the way for happiness. And if it doesn't come quickly, it's not.
It's like medicine, they just want something to cure.
So many people interested in their past life, you can never understand what's the interest in that.
This life is past life or next life.
So why is the only one that's interesting to me?
Because it would be the past life or next life.
So we know everything clearly.
Yeah, we don't have to imagine what we are doing.
Even this life is very uninteresting. Only one point in this life is truly relevant. This immediate point is relevant.
Yeah, life is the same, the arising and falling in the end. No need to think about past life anymore because this is past life for sure.
Right.
When time comes for next life, this is past.
What's the difference between watching TV and now? Time, sixth awareness, think of us everything.
Maybe what we call TV, a real life, a life. Some people need expectation, nothing in return.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, they give in order to get.
But that is, can that be described?
No, not at all. It should be the kusalajita, which sees the benefit of the receiver. Just give for the receiver's benefit.
So that would be a description.
Even if Dhammadana or any Dhamma or Abhaya Dhamma, it's the same thing. It's for the benefit of the receiver. Otherwise, it's for something. See, but this is not for anything in return.
Should one always know the purpose why you're doing something? Should you know the reason?
I think that without understanding, no one can force to understand or to know, because it's the moment of giving, it's the moment of lopa, it's the moment of dosa. Only the panya can see. Yeah. Without panya, nothing is so dark.
Life with understanding,
with wholesome moments, depending on condition. Otherwise, the lopa comes in, sneaks in instantly. You cannot be enslaved.
One does not show that there is interest.
Yes.
It's like wasting time.
Yes.
There's people sometimes disturbing. That's why I didn't ask anyone to come to listen, or to listen even to the radio program. It depends on accumulation.
When we speak to many of our friends, we say we come here even to our friends, we come to listen to you, automatically think we're going to study meditation.
Because you see that no matter what we call it, meditation or not, it's useless if there's no panya, no right understanding. So what's the use of not understanding what is now happening? They expect future, and they think a lot about the past, but no attention to reality right now. So it keeps falling away unknowingly all the time. And for those who expect to have right understanding somewhere and some other thing, that person loses the opportunity to understand reality. They look for reality, but they never find reality. I just would like to know more about meditation, if you can tell us about meditation.
This is the way people will learn to know that actually they don't understand what meditation really is. It's not sitting, because anybody can sit, and now there is sitting. So what is meditation?
I think perhaps if sometimes you should use the word contemplation.
Even so, can one gain any understanding from that? because the object is not the object for understanding. It's object for attachment. It's like now, we don't have to do anything special to contemplate.
John, I have a silly Dhamma question.
Okay.
If I'm driving my car and it says the speed limit is 100, okay, and I drive at 120, is that a kusala?
Kusala, yes. Unwholesome.
Unwholesome.
Then later on,
even not at that limit, it's unwholesome. While you drive, no matter how many kilometers, it's a kusala.
You mean driving is a kusala? No.
Or sitting here can be a kusala. Anytime. What about just drive?
Lopa all the way. Lopa.
The law is here and you're here.
Lopa.
Lopa?
Lopa.
But it's not dishonest. Is it dishonest?
It's disobeying the law. I mean, it's dishonest in that sense.
You get in your car and is there a... I don't know.
Does Lopa have law?
No.
See? Any moment when citta is not kusala, it's akusala. Whether it's lopa or dosa or moha. So you can know whether it's akusala. When it's not kusala, it has to be akusala.
But it's not stealing or it's killing.
It's not stealing,
or,
but it could be kind of lying, no?
No, I mean, if the police stopped you and said, how fast were you going, and you deliberately said, that would be lying.
That would be lying.
But when you're just driving fast, that's not lying or stealing. It's
so
just
if you drive too fast and the policeman pulls you over and says, you know how fast you were going, and you go, yes.
But the person is driving too fast. It's like a kusala.
It's like kusala, however you're driving. It's not kusala,
it's akusala.
Akusala, that's right. If you're driving at 40 miles an hour, it's
right. No, I'm more thinking of the idea that you have a law, a speed limit, and you intentionally exceed that speed limit.
There's no lie.
No ceiling involved.
Right. And it's just driving faster than it says you should.
Right. But Ajahn says, if it's not kusala,
it's akusala.
I think we should call it unkusala.
We can classify dhammas by way of kusala dhamma, wholesome, akusala dhamma, unwholesome, and apayatata dhamma, not wholesome and not unwholesome. Rupa is apayatata, unwholesome, But for citta and jetsika, as long as the person is not an arahata, there must be just only kusala, akusala, and two kiriya citta. The averting consciousness through mind or sense.
Okay, I'm going back to speeding.
Just so you're driving within the speed, is it kusala or akusala?
Oh, akusala.
Yeah, so no difference.
No difference. I said it was a silly question. Idle thoughts.
Let's say, when it's not kusala, then for sure it's akusala. It can be very slight akusala and very strong akusala.